What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Fat Books Radio here at www.fatbooks.com. And we want to say thanks to all of you for listening and your emails. We appreciate it. And we were not around last week. We took a little time off to do some chilling and also a little assignment work for More Public Radio. And in a couple of weeks or so, you'll be hearing a little bit of an announcement about something brewing between More Public Radio and the Globe newspaper. And of course, yours truly is right in the middle of it. But be that as it may, you will be hearing a little bit more about that in the weeks to come. And we're going to kick off this set with Jill Scott with Golden, the East Coast remix. And following that, Computer Games, one of the seminal landmark funk tunes and kind of electro funk, if you will. Kind of set the standard, kind of a blueprint thing for years to come in the late 70s. We're going to go back to some Computer Games by the Yellow Magic Orchestra, and of course third, as always, Prince with Housequake Live, with some good work by Sheila E. and also some horn work by Eric Leeds and Atlanta Bliss. So again, thank you for checking out Fat Books Radio here at www.fatbooks.com. keep the emails coming, good music at fatbooks.com. and now let's get to some Jill Scott on Fat Books Radio.
Wherever Damn! Tell me who in this house know about the quake?
We do.
Sit ready. If you know how to rock, sing it.
Yeah.
If you know how to party, say oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you ain't hip to the Red House quake,
yeah.
Shut up already.
Damn.
House quake. Everybody jump up and down. House quake.
Welcome back to Fat Books Radio. That was my man Prince, of course, with Housequake Live featuring Sheila E. on drums. And right before that, we had Computer Games by the Yellow Magic Orchestra. And we kicked it off with Golden, the East Coast mix by the one and only Jill Scott. And we want to say thank you for tuning in to Fat Books Radio. We're going to keep the music going. Coming up next, some Slum Village and Q-Tip with Hold Tight. Following that up, Paula, for you, of course. Tender Love, Force MDs. You wanted to hear that one. Of course, we're going to bring it to you here at Fat Books Radio, produced by Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam, for those of you who didn't know. And we're going to end the next set with some Mariah Carey and Snoop Dogg, which say something. So, here we go. Thanks for checking out Fat Books Radio. And, of course, if there's something you want to hear, special requests, goodmusic@fatbooks.com, goodmusic@fatbooks.com. And now let's get to some Slum Village and Hold Tight, man. Hold Tight.
Thank you.
Hold tight, this is the last time you hear me. I'm out now, this is the last time to cheer me. Niggas at the game is getting too slimy. Liable to make this piece, brother, turn grimy. I'ma leave it in the hands of the slum now. Take it away from where it comes from now. A lot of you cats in the music business. Shiftless, I put you on the shit list. Did your intuition say the shit on me? I'ma just flip careers, yo, you hear me, B? D'Angelo, play your piano. JD, flip another beat for me. Hold tight with my tear and my nigga T3. Bust a bus, watch out for who you trust. Ali Shaheed, it's your blood that I bleed. Yes, wife, for you I will give my life. It's the Uma shit for real till there's no more life. When you foul, cause change your wrong to right. Make sure y'all bring the music to the area flight. Hold tight.
Hold tight. Hold tight. Hold tight. Hold tight. Your ass jacked. What you do, yo? Hold tight. Your SB. What you do, yo? Hold tight. You don't pay attention, man. That's why your money is the size of your attention span. Yo, yo, yo. Something yo, I gotta mention. Damn. Sitting in my session, man. This is my project, ho. On some MC Shan. Not yours. What's your intentions, man? You probably bootlegging my tape at a concession stand. What the fuck? Niggas never learn a lesson, man. I try my best not to hold a Smith & Wesson, man. But I gotta hold something, cause niggas test you, man. Anyway, yo, keep it moving, keep the questions, and maybe I can bless you with the test presses, man. Until then, hold tight. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight.
Guess who's making these jeans, these cash, these dust? So much cash in my hand that I got paid for cuts. I'm trying to become a winner, trying to get with us. That's one of the reasons I you up. I caught you peeping in my window trying to see what I'm doing. So I put out the 45 and commenced to start shooting. See, I missed with every bullet cause you was keeping it moving. Now that's some music, no. Watch what you doing. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Yo, keeping it tight, tight.
You don't understand, I've been doing it since the grand of rain. Now I'm on some more bank cash, bot land. I'm out of this, cause you don't appreciate. I step up in the place, trying to cultivate. You sipping on your Tanqueray, watch me levitate. You ain't got no reason to celebrate. You caught up in my trap, sealing your fate. Never was it once you cooperate, which led you to self-destruct inside your hate. I hope you're feeling better now. Hold tight to my rhyme, nigga, come cry. It's alright, you can move at your own pace. All together now, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight.
Tender love, love so tender, holding me close. By the Neptunes, baby girl, follow me to the restroom. Now get buck wild.
Don't make a sound.
I'll take you, lay you down, make your body go round and round. Do you want me to? Don't say you won't, I know you do. Most girls play shy. It won't hurt until you give it a try. I know you like my smile, dig my stack, big foul, wild.
But if it's worth your while, say something, say something.
It was worth it.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Mariah Carey and Snoop with Say Something. I really like that one off of The Emancipation of Mimi here at Fat Books Radio. And right before that, we had a special shout out to Paula. She wanted to hear Tender Love by the Force MDs, and we brought it here at Fat Books Radio. And we started the set off with Hold Tight, Slum Village, Q-Tip, and a little bit of D'Angelo mixed in there here at Fat Books Radio. Thanks as always. And like Paula, if you have something you want to hear, drop us an email, goodmusic@fatbooks.com, goodmusic@fatbooks.com. And coming up next, we got something real special for you. We got some Ghetto Life Rick James live. And you know how we like to do the live music here at Fat Books Radio. And for those of you who only really heard Rick James through the singles that he released and his albums, if you ever had a chance to hear him live or see him live, you realize he was a very, very multi-talented instrumentalist. And in fact, you'll hear some of his good work here coming up in a second. And we want to again say thank you for checking out Fat Books Radio here at fatbooks.com. Ghetto Life, Rick James live, following that up with To the River, Lil Zane, Montel, and T-Bone, something inspirational for you. And we're going to end this show with the wonderful and thought-provoking Dick Gregory, because you know, every now and then we bring you some comedy here on Fat Books Radio. And we're going to end the set and the show tonight with some Dick Gregory live from his concert series back in the mid to late 60s. And he'll make you think. So as always, thanks for checking out Fat Books Radio. We'll see you next week with more news on the big story brewing, something happening here in the East Bay. More public radio, the Globe newspaper, and yours truly. Stay tuned, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for checking us out.
Some big fun, looking for some trouble. To any to give me some. I was young and crazy, didn't know what my life could be. I was dumb and oh so lazy. Something had a spell on me. Listen, you wanna know what I'm talking about? Cute girl, said her name was Nancy. Pigtails to her shoulder, couldn't have been much older. Taught me what I had to know to make a girl not wanna go kinky. Lay the pigtails down on me, and I was dug it oh so sneaky. Had to see what love could be. Knew it all along. I was wrong that time. I knew I had to play, get myself away. Did you think I was man enough? Yeah. Think I was strong enough? Yeah. Did you think I was big enough? Yeah. Did you think that I won it? Hey y'all! Somebody scream! Tag with Wino, only way to have some fun. One thing about the ghetto, you don't have to worry, it'll be there tomorrow. Brother, don't you hurry. Ghetto life,
talking about ghetto life,
talking about ghetto life. Hey baby, ghetto,
talking about ghetto life.
Woo! Hey y'all,
place you from?
Toadland. That's the place where we're from.
Where's the place you from?
Toadland.
Where's the place you funk?
That's the place where we're from.
Where's the place you like to funk?
Where's the place you like
to funk?
Where's the place you like
to funk?
Where's
the place you like to funk? Where's the place? I knew I had it.
For Sugar Day,
that's right.
Mr. Bony Bone Corleone, Little Zane, and the one and only Buster Chavigga Day.
Zane,
you holla at him, Zane, let him know how we do, pimp.
Was it for him, I wouldn't be alive. Chastised for telling lies, since then baptized. Look in my eyes, can you see the pain? Why does the sun shine when it rains? Hard times got me feeling daddy never did a thing. I'm God's chosen, he put me in a rose and keeps my wrists frozen. Never brown nosing like an explosion. I cause a commotion, spit the truth like a prophet. I talk to the ocean, people fear what they can't understand. I thank God that I can. I stay focused, keeping him in my plan, never losing my faith. Haters gonna try to degrade. Gotta be in my state of mind to relate. Gotta know this is the end, it ain't no time to waste. Time to face your fate, and I pray you don't end up in the lake. Do whatever it takes. So many mistakes we make, but we gon' all get it right once we down by the riverside.
You wreak havoc like road ragers in bad traffic. It gets drastic, but he's fantastic and attracting. No more packing, now we're fasting. Has no passion, how can I get this life everlasting? Sick of blasting and dashing, flashing like Charles Manson. He paid the ransom, now I'm glory holla dancing. I'm flipping and ripping and coming with lyrical styles you'll never heard. Gotta reach some partners that be on them, call them slipping birds. Forget the English, spit rhymes, spot on me, gente. Buster and Chavani bringing beats like Tito Puente. Salsa, merengue, ritmos caliente. Azúcar sabroso pa' ti, pa' mi. To the riverside so I can let the old man die. When I come out of the water, a new man finna come alive, revived with the Holy Ghost and tears in my eyes. My last breath, dressing prison blues. Holy Spirit got me under arrest.
I used to be a thug, sold drugs, might have sought you. Stepped up in the church, got converted at the altar. And I don't fault you, fell back and he caught you. Out trying to floss, better live what he taught you.
We'll be right back.
I'm so confused, it's just awful. I was talking to my old simple cousin the other day. He said, hey, Greg. I said, hey, baby. He said, we doing all right. I said, what you mean we doing? He said, well, we moving in on him. I said, moving in on who? He said, that cat downtown. I said, well, what you mean we moving? He said, well, we going to his schools, eating in his restaurants, living in his neighborhoods. I said, cuz, they fixing to give us this and go to the moon. No, I mean the Urban League and NAACP, they real swinging here in Chicago. I mean, they have it fixed now. Well, at least you can fill out the application. But that don't mean you're going to get the job after you blow all your car fare. Yeah, I made it up here my first day in town. I went over and I filled out that application. I said, what's your name? I told him. He said, where you live? I said, CO47482. He said, that's a phone number. I said, well, I'm living in the booth. And do you know when I knew I wasn't going to get that job? When that cat looked at me and said, what nationality are you? But like, I didn't really care too much because I was walking down the street. I'm walking, looking for a job. And I run across my homeboy. And you know how we get up here and make like we've never been down there? And I'm surprised my homeboy spoke to me because, we get up here and change our name. Yeah, he's going by the name of Clarence Smith. You know, so I'm walking down the street and I say, hey, CW! You know, that's what his name was back home, CW, because his folks couldn't spell too good. And I caught him by surprise. He's a little homesick, too. And he said, hey, Greg! And then he started kind of getting kind of cool with it. He says, look, baby, my name's not CW. No more. So I didn't know what was happening. I mean, the country bar in this big city for the first day, it just kind of really upset me. And he explained to me that everything was going to be all right. He said, you working? I said, no, I've been filling out these applications and carrying on, but I don't think I'm going to get me a good job. He said, well, what you ought to do, man, I mean, you hit Chicago the right time of the year, November, and they hiring at the P.O. And I had to talk to him for about 15 minutes so I could find out what P.O. meant. And the minute he said post office, I walked dead down there. And see, I got there about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I found out they wasn't hiring until about 8. So when the guy started taking applications, I filed my application, and they hired me. I thought he liked me or something, you know. But in the post office here, they have to hire so many of us. Oh, yeah. And they hadn't filled their quota yet, you know. So can you imagine how confused I was? This is the first big job I ever had in my life. I'm working for the United States Post Office. And I worked 8 hours the first day, and I was kind of confused after the end of the 8 hours because, see, back home, the only jobs I ever had in my life was working on the place. And you know what happened when you work. A lot of people try to forget, but you know. When you work on the place, they pay you every day. So if you can imagine me down at the post office, I done put in 8 hours work, so I done hung around 2 hours waiting on that cat to lay that bread on me. You know, that's really good. No, I've never been so confused in my life. And this time, see, because here in Chicago, you're under double pressure. See, a lot of people don't know this. I just moved into an all-white neighborhood not too long ago, and the other day I'm out raking my snow. And that funny as hell, make me look stupid, don't it? Yeah. And I don't want to rake no snow, but anytime you the first Negro in this town to move into an all-white neighborhood, the NAACP send you that little booklet. Because you there and you have to impress them. So I'm digging a little old booklet and I'm just raking the snow. And the killing part, page 2, tells you how you're supposed to dress. Like, you just don't go out in this all-white neighborhood and rake your snow on your lawn in work clothes. No stocking cap. Page 2 says you will wear an Ivy League suit. And a t-shirt. And no coat, because we want to make them think we healthy. I'm out there cold as hell. Just dig this here. I have to have on an Ivy League suit to impress my white neighbors. And we healthy. Plus, you have to have one of them short haircuts. And use Brill cream. One dab. Now, it takes a half a can of Murray's for me, you know. Can you dig me out there raking my snow with some Brill cream on my head?
No stocking cap.
No. And I'm glad we quit tying our head with them stocking caps. You remember when we were kids, the old man used to go to bed with a stocking cap twisted around his head and a little knot in front, and get up in the morning and wonder why his head was hurting him. Talking about the spirits must have been talking to me. It's weird. You know, life is so weird. You know, ain't it weird? But it's so much fun, you know. Oh, ain't nothing in the world like being us. No, I mean that. Of course, we got a lot of wrong things, and we come up, you know. Well, I don't know if we own up to them, but you know what we do. I had a cat told me that. They said, yeah, man, we might not have no equal rights, but we don't commit suicide like they do downtown. We don't get hurt, but we try. There's a difference, though. Cat down the loop, get ready to kill himself. You go to Sheridan Hotel, jump out the 20-story building, and that hurts him. Every time we get ready to kill ourselves, what do? Jump out a basement apartment. The cat got to jump up. I don't know. I've never been so confused in my life, but everything's gonna be all right. Oh yeah. Not that soon. And if you don't believe that, ask Martin Luther King. King sure catch hell, don't he? Every time you look around, he in jail again. That's the only celebrity in the history of the world that give out more fingerprints than autographs. How about them 700 kids they arrested down in Albany, Georgia for humming? You ever think you'd see the day that hummers would have to go to jail? Police say, get him, there's one of them hummers. And all them kids was doing was humming some little old spirituals. Yeah, humming some hymns. Can you imagine what would happen had they caught them praying? 700 kids in Georgia they put in jail in one day. Can you see this little old hillbilly walking up to the sergeant? The sergeant put me in jail, by golly. I killed my mother, my father, and all my kids, and my wife. So I say, cool it, baby, we overcrowded. Yeah, it's getting so you can't hum no more. I was down the loop the other day just humming, minding my own business, doing a little shopping. Seven cops was following me. I got ready to walk into Walgreens. Cops said, hey, you're not one of them freedom riders. I said, who in the hell want to integrate Walgreens? Of course, now don't get me wrong, we doing all right. You heard what Bobby Kennedy said, that 30 years from this year, a Negro can become president. Wouldn't that be swinging? Wouldn't that be the damnedest? Can't you just imagine me president? And you back here in Chicago got a lot of problems, and you decide to call the White House, and I pick up the phone and say, hey, baby! Wouldn't that be wild? Boy, if I was president of this country, I'd bring Khrushchev over here and give him some chitlins, and he'd give us Berlin back.